If approved, the new rules would make it illegal to bring backpacks, tents, blankets, and other camping paraphernalia within a mile of Mauna Kea Access Road. It would also prevent people from entering the same area between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. State Attorney General Doug Chin says the mountain has been under additional stress since protesters created a camp back in April.
Mauna Kea, and particularly its visitor center, has experienced unprecedented illegal camping that's resulted in invasive species. Unauthorized toilets have been placed on the grounds. Individuals remaining in that area have reportedly caused visitors and workers to feel harassed. And consumption of water, which must be trucked up the mountain every day, is at an all-time high.
Chin says the emergency rules would be temporary and only last for 120 days. During that time, the DLNR could decide whether or not to make the changes permanent. But some question the state's decision to propose these new rules in the first place. UH law professor Williamson Chang says the DLNR does have the power to create emergency regulations, but only if they can prove public safety is at risk.
There has to be a relationship between what you're prohibiting and a real danger to the public. So first, it's not clear at all what the danger to the public is.
Nobody believes that this is about public safety.
John Osorio is a professor at the Center for Hawaiian Studies at UH Manoa. He believes the state's emergency rules aren't there to stop illegal camping, but are there to stop the protests. He also worries the restricted access to the mountain will impact Native Hawaiian cultural practitioners.
The answer is not to create specific regulations targeting a particular group of people. It demonstrates that the cultural and religious rights of a whole people are not what matters to DLNR or to the state of Hawaii.
The announcement of the emergency rules comes 2 weeks after telescope opponents successfully blocked TMT construction crews from reaching the summit, partly by placing boulders and large rocks in the road. Those boulders were later removed by the protesters, but UH officials say the road is still too dangerous to open to the public. Dan Meisensahl is a spokesman for the University of Hawaii.
Our main goal is to get that road open and to make sure it is as safe as possible. Our number one priority is safe access.
Construction on the telescope has yet to resume, and UH says Mauna Kea Access Road and the Visitor Center remain closed until further notice. Molly Solomon for HPR News.